2020 season countdown continues. Time now to talk Geelong West GDFL. Last year, an 8th place finish, 7 wins, 10 losses and a draw. Unfortunately, after making the finals in 2018, couldn't back it up in 2019. Lucky enough to be joined by their co-coaches, Andrew Clark and Mitch White. Gentlemen, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having us, mate.
Thanks, Kingy.
Good to see you both. Clarky, season number 5 for you as senior coach. Make the add the year in with Mark Hounslow in 2015. 6 years at Bakers Oval / West Oval.
Yeah, it's gone pretty quick when you say it that way. But, yeah, no, we've come a long way, I think, in the 5 or 6 years that I've been there, from winning no games and getting beaten convincingly every week to being competitive every week now.
I think it's been good. 4th year as the Giants, is that right? Did it start in 17?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Yep.
And Whitey, you've been there for most of that 4 years?
Yeah, I was there for the first year. So, yeah, it's my 4th year.
Yep. So, boys, obviously made the finals 2018, feel-good story, and everybody hoped that you would back it up. And I just went back and looked at your fixture from last year, and you rolling draw, but you were thrown a tougher fixture, I reckon, than what you had in 2018. Is that a fair reflection?
Yeah, I think so. Look, there's no easy games anymore in saying that. But, it seemed that we played a lot of the higher teams twice last year. There was a range of things that didn't go our way. But, we're hoping that we can bounce back this year and, be really competitive with those top sides.
You were 1-7 in games against the top 5. I'm guessing that's a number you're aware of and it needs to be rectified if you're to play finals.
Yeah, I think we were quite close in a lot of those games. I think there was probably only one game that was outside 5 goals. You know, Thompson were up by 3 goals at 3-quarter time and got overrun at the end. I think Werribee we did knock off, who were the eventual preliminary finalists. But, yeah, Inverleigh was 2 goals in it. Bannockburn was the same. So we weren't far away in saying that. I suppose if we can turn half of those around this year, it goes a long way to improving.
The big thing is, I suppose, Clarky, is that you look at what the other clubs have done above you in terms of their recruiting, and they've mostly got better, and you have to then step up to that, and I suppose not just find improvement yourselves, but I suppose extra improvement to challenge.
Yeah, we had to. I mean, most clubs are trying to improve that 10% every year, so if we want to challenge those, we've probably got to improve that 20% from last year to take that next step and win those games that we lost last year.
You kicked 207 goals for the year, but half of them came from 3 blokes. They kicked 103 of 207, Addy, Mitchell and Blair. Is that something you need to look at in terms of finding more goals? You only had those 3 between them kicking 103. I think one player kicked 12 and everybody else was in single figures. Do you need to spread the load a bit more evenly up forward and find some more goals?
Yeah, look, I think we do, and I think we addressed that at the end of last season and the players that we've brought into the side, our recruits, you know, picked up a couple of good forwards, so hopefully we can spread that load, make it harder for opposition players, just to they know if they chop those 2 or 3 players down, we struggle to score. So hopefully with those other players coming in, it'll just make it a lot harder for the other sides to defend.
You turned Cam Matty into your leading goal kicker after being one of the best defenders in the comp during his stint at Bell Post Hill. Will Cam play on? He'll play on? I know he's near the back end of the career.
Still up in the air at this stage. It's balls in his court. But we have really good conversations regularly with Cam and keep up to date. So, that's just a wait and see at this stage. But, we'll see how it pans out.
He played as a one-pointer last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I suppose that's the blow. If he doesn't play some footy, you've got to replace him potentially with a 3 or a 4-pointer, don't you?
Yeah, it is get tough with the point system. You've got to be really targeted in who you recruit and how that makes up your side. So we sat down at the end of the year, though, and we're pretty strategic in who we approach this year. And we're really, really happy with the guys that we've jumped on board or we've managed to pick up. And, we see that we can fit everyone in at this stage. So exciting times.
11 names been added. It's been a bit, you could be not new look, but a significantly look different come round one when you take on Centrals. Is it potential that those 11 players that you've brought in, and a couple are returning, I talk of obviously Scotty Galloway coming back to the club and Tyson Stott potentially as well playing some footy, but could you have those 11 players all lining up in round one?
Yeah, I'd probably say at least 10 will play round one, so it will be, like you said, it will be a total new look for a lot of people who are watching us, but which is, should be a good thing. It'll make it more competitive to get a game, and that's what we've hoped to do, is add that little bit of depth to the side which we've lacked over the last couple of years. So if we can add that bit of depth, and it just makes it harder for blokes to get in and hopefully makes us a better side.
Yeah, absolutely. Just looking at the players that have come in, I suppose we'll touch on Chris Martin, obviously mate of yours, Whitey, from the Bowen Heads days. Great player, premiership player at Bowen Heads. And I suppose players like that are important to a club like Geelong West, who haven't experienced, you know, premiership success for over 30 years, and just he knows how to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
How important is that to being to the West list?
Yeah, that's something that, yeah, we recognise that we needed some leadership out there. So someone like Mardo's, yeah, going to bring that experience. He's played in those high-pressure environments. Come from really good culture at Bowen Heads the last couple of years, involved there myself for 3 or 4 years. And they build a winning culture where they don't accept losing. So someone like him is going to bring guys up around him. He understands when the pressure's on, what needs to be done to take control out on the field. But I'm just excited to have Mardo back as one of my close mates. We played together since we were 16. So to get a chance to coach him as well, that's exciting for me.
Are you going to go giving him a spray?
He doesn't need one, Mardo. He's pretty good like that. I'm just looking forward to having him as part of the team. He fits in really well with the group and knows a lot of the guys. A lot of the guys here are ex-West people, so we've all played together in the past and just managing to get the band back together, which is good.
Justin Carey's another one that's got premiership experience with Albury in the Ovens and Murray League. He's played a lot of footy around the traps, comes in. I know he's approaching mid-30s, but once again, just that experience him and Kelly Williams bring to the lineup.
Yeah, I think with, you mentioned Kelly there and Justin and Marto, just those three, even at training, the training standards we believe's lifted this pre-season, having those blokes on board. You know, so like Mitch said, get those three out on the ground and you've got leadership right across the ground there, forward, back, through the mid.
Yep.
So it'll be something to really look forward to.
How's Kelly's body? I know he's struggled in the last couple of years to stay on the park. I think he's had some hamstring issues, but he's been able to get himself
right. He's done most of the pre-season. Yeah. He's been really good for us. Yeah.
Okay. Really good.
The boys from Berrigan, Matty Hazelwood, and also you get, just in front of my list, Ted Wallace coming down. Can you tell us a little bit about those two?
Yeah, both big bodies. So just young boys that have moved down for a change of lifestyle, a bit of work. Got in contact with them early, and we think they're going to be great additions to the side. Both probably sit into our forward line, as we mentioned earlier. We realised that was an area we needed to improve. I think Ted nearly kicked 60 last year coming off a broken leg. So we're excited about what he can bring. Being a relatively unknown player in the league, we think he might catch a few by surprise.
Okay. So Berrigan play in the Pecola League, which is probably slightly better standard than the GDFL. So you think if he's played that level and kicked goals, it's going to translate to the GD?
We hope so. Watching the way he goes about the practice matches we've played in and training, we're excited about what he can bring. Pair him up with Mardo, Braden Mitchell, Alex Blair, that sit down there, we think we've got a pretty dangerous forward line.
Joe Bangura comes across from Bell Park. Tom Burke from Euro will be one that I think a lot of people might enjoy watching this year.
Yeah, he's a good young player. We tried to get Tom last season, but unfortunately he decided to stay at home for another year. But at the end of last year, we sat down and he was more than keen to come across. He got a couple of mates, Blairy and Curtis Hall, both play there. So it was really good. He's a pretty, look at him and he doesn't look that tall, but he plays tall, he's hard. And yeah, looking forward to having a good year from Tom.
Yep. Your outs are minimal. Your brother Tim, he's going to play up in Melbourne this year, didn't play a lot of senior footy. Trent Archer's the other one. Trent, I remember you and I talking about Trent. He'd made a cracking start to the year before. It was a finger injury that he got about round 4 or 5.
Yeah, he did his finger at training, just a mishap at training, and then missed the rest of the year. But Trent sat down with us probably 4 weeks ago and said that he'd like to have a crack over at North Shore, so we were more than not happy, but, you know.
Goes with your blessing?
Yeah, he went with blessing, so... Yeah. Door's always open if he ever wants to come back, but, you know, hopefully he'll go well over there.
Yep.
So, no, he's probably the only one, him and Tim, that we're going to miss out on.
Yep. Just want to talk to you about, obviously, we touched on 2018 playing finals, and last year, you know, everybody thought, well, gee, West have made this giant leap forward and looking to take another step again and, you know, maybe get deeper into the finals. Was there a sense of expectation that maybe the club didn't deal with it as well as, you know, possibly it could have, just because you'd never... You hadn't been there for so long in that regard?
I'll go first if you want, Mitch.
Yeah,
we probably didn't recruit as well as we should have after making finals. We probably thought that we only needed a couple of players to top up.
Yep.
And we got those couple, we're getting Tim in and a couple of others, but with the injuries we got, we just didn't have that depth there.
Yep.
So in the end of last season, that's when Mitch and I sat down and we needed more depth, which means we had to go out, and as you can see, we've picked up 10 or 12 players, which we feel we needed to not only have a good list, but to have depth. If we lose those three or four players through injury, we've got those players to back them up, where last year we really didn't. You know, we lost, I think there's one game we had nine, our best 22 didn't play. Yep. So I think that really hurt us. So hopefully we've covered that off. Yep. And yeah, I'm not sure whether we didn't deal with it, whether we thought it was just going to happen. Again, maybe we had a few players that thought, oh, we've made finals, we've recruited a couple,
yep,
it's just going to happen. So maybe in hindsight, it might be a good thing in years to come that, you know, made the players more hungry pre-season this year to turn things around, and they want to play finals again now. So, yeah.
How'd you see it, Mitch?
Yeah, I don't think the expectation got to us too much. I think when, you know, our most competitive side was on the field, we were extremely competitive with those top sides, as we mentioned earlier. You know, we ran Thompson to within a couple of goals. We had three goals up at three-quarter time.
Although Weston Thompson, over the, your yeah, journey, have always been...
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, Winchelsea, we always... They were fine early on in the year for us to have a draw against them. It showed that when our best side was on the park, we were absolutely competitive. But I think, as Clarkie mentioned, just sort of hung our hat on a few recruits. Look, some big names in there with Cam and my brother. They were, when they were on the field, we were extremely competitive. But, yeah, we've had a look at it this year, and we're really happy with the depth we'll get, you know, to potentially push 10 to 12 guys out of that senior side at the end of the year. It's only going to make for really good competition across both levels.
Absolutely. All right, talk to us about the point situation, though. Are you able to play your best 22 with your points cap this year?
Yes.
So that's a that's a good result, isn't it? Because I suppose you've had guys that'll have shed points from last year.
Yeah.
And just looking at who's coming across... Joe Bangura might carry four coming from the GFL? Or is he only a three?
We think he'll be a three. So based on the last 3 years, he'll sit under the GFL 2's player.
Okay.
So just based on the points, okay, yeah, based on the amount of games.
Basically, every Mardo's a three.
Yep.
And then basically everybody else is a three. What does Mitch Viney come as coming from West GFL?
We think he's also a three, so a three, coming as a GFL reserves player.
Okay. So you've obviously... That's a great result that you can recruit 11, 12 players and you'll play... Play at 40 or 42?
42.
Okay. We played at last year at
40.
40, yep. Okay. So you've been given a couple of extra ones to so what is it? Sit right on 42?
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of fun this year at selection, aren't you?
We've spoken about that. But as we said, we were strategic. We've been upfront and honest with all the guys that we have recruited in. That, you know, if you are playing good footy, you will get in the side because we can fit you in. But in saying that, there are guys that will carry points that sit in the reserve. So they're going to put the pressure on those new recruits to perform well. Then it's not just a given that they will walk into the side. But yeah, we're excited with the guys we've picked up. We were strategic in what we've gone after. But the most important thing for us was, number one, holding on to everyone that you have from the previous year, because you can't recruit unless you hold on to guys because they're lower in the points. So yeah, it's... We're building a good environment, we think, where everyone wants to stay on, which allows us to recruit each year.
All right. Important question, Clarkie. How much longer can you go on, or is this the...
I thought this question would be coming.
5 years is a heck of a long... Well, six all up with your year as an assistant, but your fifth year as senior coach. Does the handover to Mitch happen this year, or are you still keen to go beyond 2020?
Not sure, really. Yeah. At this stage, I suppose it depends what happens this year.
Ask him in September.
Yeah, ask me on 16th of September, is it? Grand final day or something?
12th.
12th, is it? Well, ask me on the 16th.
Yep. After you've had a couple of beers after winning it.
But yeah, look, I'll sit down with Mitch later in the year and the club, and we'll just take it from there. But yeah, I'm enjoying it there at the moment, so it's been good.
Keeps you young?
Oh, I don't know about that. Turn grey, but yeah, I don't know about keeping me young, but no, it's good.
And for you, Whitey, obviously this is a long term, well, coaching's long term for you, knowing that your footy career got ended before it would have liked to have played out till.
Yeah.
So we can expect you, it might not necessarily be at Western, you know, but obviously you're a talented young coach, you might get opportunities at a higher level, but I'm guessing right now your immediate focus is West for as long as you can take it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved at the club. It's my fourth year there, second joint coach with Clarkie, but... yeah, it's an exciting place to be around. The new development going up at the club as well. Yeah, an exciting thing to have happening. But yeah, I mean, really enjoying my time here. Yeah, I'll stick it out for as long as they want me there at this stage. yeah, looking to always further ourselves as coaches as well. We're doing everything we can to get the club in a good position. So we're not just going to rest on our laurels, I guess, and try and do the same thing every year. We'll always look for ways to improve together. And, yeah, I'm really enjoying being beside Clarkey, so happy to go on as long as he wants.
It's going to be a cracking comp, the GD, isn't it? Like, Corio are going to improve. Like, we know they were easy beats last year. You think Belmont Lions will be better. And then there's not a huge gap between, you know, the rest there with Anarchy and, you know, yourselves finishing, what, eighth last year. And, you know, Winchell, you think, will be better. And it's, you know, no guarantees for anybody in the GD.
No, I don't think. I think most weeks you go into every game, you know, it's going to be hard. You're not going to expect to win. You know, sorry, a few years ago you'd expect to win.
Yep.
You know, probably the bottom three or four sides were that low, but now it's just squeezed right up. There's no easy games at all.
Yep. Starts with Werribee Centrals, then Belmont Lions, Bell Post Hill and East Geelong for the month of April. There's some real opportunity there for you. Only play, well, you played two finals from last year. East obviously beaten in the elimination. Bell Post Hill round three. If you're going to get Cam back, you'll be playing against a lot of old mates because they've put the band back together up at Myers Reserve.
Yeah, they've recruited really well. Yeah, as Clarkey said, I think it's going to be really tight this year. East Long obviously haven't played finals. Werribee being a preliminary finalist from last year. We'll really see where we're at, I guess, after those first 4 weeks. It's going to be very, very good comp this year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Gentlemen, really appreciate you coming in. Love talking footy with both of you, and appreciate you give us a bit of your time as we head into season 2020. Practice match-wise, you've already had a couple of hit-outs and a couple more to go, Clarkey?
Yeah, two more to go. Queenscliff this weekend and Rokewood the following week.
Okay, so Friday night up at Elderslie Reserve.
Yeah, Friday night, and then Rokewood out at Rokewood the following Saturday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good luck in those, but wish you the best of luck for season 2020. Looking forward to the Giants bouncing back after... a season where you just fell off the pace a little bit last year. Good to talk to you both.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Andrew Clark, Mitch White joining us there from the Geelong West Giants in the GDFL. Next in our season countdown series, going to catch up with St Albans co-coaches Ben Patrick and Chris Carlin.